Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You've heard the old thing about a young preacher got up in the pulpit and the old preacher gave him a little note, said KISS, K-I-S-S. You know what it stands for, the acronym. Keep it short, stupid. Or keep it simple, stupid. Whatever you want to say, you know, but that we ought to hold on to that. Keep it short and keep it simple so people could understand. It's a message that could be easily understood and received. So not just speaking in tongues back then. It didn't help anybody. Sometimes even faults of preachers in the pulpit, we speak something that people have no idea what you're saying. No idea what you're saying. Verse number 10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. That's a hard word to say, signification. But we know what that means. None of them are without importance. Every language, and I looked this up as of yesterday or Friday, whenever it was, there are 7,159 languages that are in use today as far as they know. Known languages, everything from English, Spanish, Zulu, all the African languages, all the, you know, the Filipino languages, the Telugu, 7,159 languages, approximately. Haitian, Creole, we go all over. Every one of them are important. And that's why we're not without importance. I can't say that word. They're all important. From the speaker to the hearer, somewhere somebody understands in the remotest jungle or the remotest island, a mom, a dad, the tribe or whatever understands what they're saying. We may not understand, but they understand. That's what he's saying here, that it may be so many kinds of voices in the world, different languages, and none of them are without importance. They're all important, every one of them. I'm heading to South Sudan in 2 weeks. I'm going with Dr. Uru. Remember Dr. Uru Malatsi was here? He's going to set up a hospital clinic there, and I'm going with him. And while I'm there, John Wignone texted me, emailed, Facebook or whatever, and asked, he didn't, did Latrice, because I don't have that kind of stuff, to ask me if I would teach on eschatology while I'm there. It's going to be interesting. I don't know, what's the name of that language? Tongalisa, Kongula, whatever language. Huh? Taposa. They speak Taposa language. They don't speak English. So I'm going to, John knows English. So what I'll be speaking in English, and he's going to translate into Taposa language, the doctor of eschatology. When we started to work in Lodwar, this is very interesting. I know Doug's done this and other missionaries. We actually had three languages translated. Had to do this in Colombia often in the jungles there. I would speak English. It'd be translated from English to Swahili in Kenya. And then from Swahili, because at the time, the people there, the preachers, John, didn't know Lodwar, the language, Turkana people. So it went from English to Swahili to Turkana. Try that one. The jungles of Colombia, Doug's done it, I've done it, others have done it. You go from English to Spanish to Guajibo or Curapaco or Piapoco or whatever. I mean, that's, by the way, you don't think that's hard. Mostly for me. Because when I get going, Doug and him are good at waiting. I'm not. Because when I get preaching, when I get teaching, I'm on a train, man. I want to keep going. But I have to learn to stop. Sometimes Jim will look at me and say, because he has to translate to the third translator who has to translate to the people so that they can understand what I'm saying. And I hope it's so funny. Let me share something with you. Lynn Curtis is very fluent in language. Matter of fact, he is a, what do you call it? Simultaneous. While you're preaching in English, he don't want you to stop. He's preaching because he hears it. He's good. He hears it, and he's speaking it. I mean, just, it's like, And I was joking with him one day about that. He said, it don't matter. I'm going to say what I want to anyway. Just preaching. I'm going to preach to it anyway. The thought, and he probably did, by the way. I don't know. But anyway, about, he's going to be here in a couple of weeks. Lynn Curtis, he's starting a new ministry. But anyway, that's the thought here. Every voice, every language is important. But it's not important if you don't understand it. Verse number 11. I got to finish this. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian. And he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Again, that word barbarian is that word barbaro, something like that. And it's, by the way, the word's not, it's not talking about gibberish. It's a language, but it's a foreign language. Today, you hear people speaking, quote unquote, speaking in tongues. It's not a language. A foreign language is some kind of gibberish, some kind of whatever they're doing, you know. Anyway, so he's talking about, when he talks about barbarian, somebody that's speaking in a foreign language that's not known to you. It's unknown to you. Paul said in Romans 1:14, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. I'm a debtor to all people, the whole world, to these educated people, to the uneducated people, to the wise among you, to the unwise among you, to those Greeks, to the Romans, and to the barbarians, those strange people in a strange land who I can't understand, or they can't understand. By the way, Paul did have some gift of tongues, and we'll get that later on, that God gave it to him. But Paul was talking about that. That he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Verse number 12. Even so ye, forasmuch that ye are zealous, the word zealous means that burning desire of spiritual gifts. Man, I really want those spiritual gifts. Seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Seek, ask God. Okay, you don't get it on your own. When he said seek, ask God. Ask and it shall be given to you. If you don't want to lust on your own flesh, I mean, all that plays in part. But when he says, to seek that you may excel the edifying of the church, these gifts that you desire and that you ask of God to give to you, Lord, I would really love to do this, but not for my glory, but for your glory and for the edification of the church. If you can do that, seek those spiritual gifts that it may, the word is excel. Excel literally means over and above. Again, it's not about you, but it's about the church and the glory of God. Amen. Let me close with this. And it's not about me. And it's not about you. It's about them. And it's about him. Everything that God gives us and does for us, and it's not about us, it's about them and him. And that's what Paul was trying to talk about here in 1 Corinthians 14. He's going to get a little bit now. Next week, we're going to learn this thing about tongues and the proper use of them. They were misusing them whenever they were doing it 2,000 years ago. They were using them improperly. They were not using them in the right way. We're going to look at that next week, okay? Our Father, we love you. We thank you for the word. Lord, what a blessing it is to look and to learn tremendous truth from Scripture. But not only learn about them, apply them to our lives. And Lord, not only that, but to share with others. Lord, I pray that you'll bless our morning worship, that you receive glory. If there's anybody in our midst who's lost and know you not as Savior, that this will be the hour they come to know you as we know you. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.